fake news, more like first news. America's First News with Matt Ray.
And good Tuesday morning. America's First News continues on this 14th day of May. New this morning, federal data shows the number of U.S. children between the ages of 4 to 17 practicing yoga rose from 1.3 million to 4.9 million between the years 2000 and 2017. And the number of children meditating rose to 3.1 million during the same period. Why the rise? Well, in part, it's due to more yoga and mindfulness programs being established in America's schools. But you don't have to wait until school to get your child started. Let's bring in our guest this morning, Lilia Karimi's a yoga teacher and an entrepreneur. Her new book is Lily Finds Her Om Way, A Child's Introduction to Yoga. It's a picture book that introduces kids to yoga in a playful and creative way. Lilia, thank you for joining us here on America's First News. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
First, let's talk about the benefit of getting your kids involved in yoga at a young age. In fact, this is a picture book. Why should somebody get their child involved in yoga at such a young age?
Yeah, well, these days kids feel so much stressed from a young age, and it's definitely not how we want our children to feel in the world. So yoga is a chance to balance that, and learning these techniques, it's partly why I wrote this book, is after I learned all these techniques from yoga and was practicing, I realized, how cool would it be if I had known all of this at a much younger age.
Yeah. So what age should you introduce your child to yoga?
Children can start learning yoga from an early age, and it's obviously going to take, different forms over the years from when they're learning, but simply learning how to breathe and find movement with themselves can be super impactful. So, yeah, this book in particular is recommended from anywhere from 2 to 7, but anyone can practice it.
And the book highlights the connection between the main character, Lily, and nature. What's significant about that?
Well, nature is something very important in my life, and I feel, I grew up in Seattle, and I feel the most connected to the world, and I'm, humbled by the beauty and movement of nature, and I found that being outside really connects nature to where I'm truly the most happy. So combining that with yoga is like my most elevated state, and we just have so much to learn from the world around us, and it very naturally came out on the words for it to be infused in nature.
Sure. And her grandmother plays a significant role as well. What about that?
Yeah. I am so close to my own grandma. So when I was writing this book, it just so happened that I subconsciously had the grandma be the person involved. And I was writing a good chunk of the book while I was living in Brooklyn. And the story itself felt so connected to me, as yoga was my way to find calm in the city.
You said you decided to write the book after you discovered yoga and what it's done for you. What if I haven't tried yoga and I'm interested in getting my child started as well? I mean, how would you recommend approaching it that way?
Yeah, and this book is perfect for people who actually are not super experienced in yoga, because it's more of a playful and imaginative story. And it's a way to introduce like these small movements and techniques at home. So it's open to people of all levels of experience.
So, this is a beginning yoga for everybody, really.
Yes, exactly.
Very good. Okay, and the book, we can find out more at lifebylilia.com, I take it?
Yeah, Life by Lilia is my website, and it's also available on Amazon under Lily Finds Her Om Way.
Okay, quickly before we go, you have to explain Om. The book is Lily Finds Her Om Way, but it's O-M. It's kind of a play on words as own way, but explain the Om and the chant.
Yeah, a little bit of a pun. So Om is a word practice or said in yoga that is meant, so if you go to a yoga studio, you might hear it at the start of class, at the end of class, something that you might chant. It's a word that represents oneness and connection, and it's kind of the sound of all sounds is what it's said to be. And so it's a little pun on words. It's a word that's used in my yoga practice.
All right. And the book is Lily Finds Her Om Way, A Child's Introduction to Yoga. You can find out more at lifebylilia.com. You can also follow her on Instagram at lifebylilia. We appreciate your time here on America's First News. Lilia, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. And that's Lilia Karimi, the book again. You can find out more at Lily Finds Her Own Way, A Child's Introduction.